each and every Friday. Through our partnership with Kirtland Community College, do something today for your future that you can be proud of, and visit kirtland.edu. Fall enrollment is already open, so get over there to kirtland.edu today and get the class choices that you want and need to propel your future to the next level. Generally speaking, we have somebody in to start the program from Northern Focus, but they just went all on vacation, so we don't have anybody. We've got Mike Halen. I'm sorry, you didn't introduce me to your wife. I didn't get your name.
Dorian Hale.
Dorian.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You're both going to have to talk into the microphone. Thank you, Dorian.
Yeah, no problem.
So, the owners of Old Damn Party Store, which, now, how long have you guys had it now? Is it been just about a year?
It's been just over a year. We took over right. May 1st of 2020.
Right. And the renovations are complete. That's got to be exciting.
It's very exciting. It's a big load off of our shoulders. It took a little longer than we expected it to, but that happens when you're doing a large-scale remodel like we've done inside the store.
Right. So tell our listeners what they're going to find next time they visit Old Damn Party Store.
We did a complete layout change.
Right.
So when you come in, if you do have any questions as far as what you're looking for, please don't hesitate to ask. Everything is in a slightly different spot. So we will definitely help you find what you're looking for. We've redone where everything is located.
We've changed up the direction of the aisles. We've changed yep. up our counters, our registers. They're in a new place. When you walk in the door,
Yeah, it's way more user-friendly, no doubt
yes.
about it, yeah.
Our whole wine section is on the back wall now, so you can actually see everything in one spot.
And a much bigger, improved wine.
Yes.
I mean, nothing against the old nothing against the old guys, but they didn't really focus too much on wine.
No, we had a custom-built wine wall brought in. We have expanded our selections of wine, especially in the Michigan wine selections.
Yep.
And same thing with liquor. Mm-hmm. We've moved our liquor out onto the floor. We have a dedicated aisle for half gallons and fifths.
Yep.
So now you can come in and actually pick up the bottle and read the label and decide what you're looking for. If you're looking for caramel or vanilla or something, or maybe cherry from Traverse City, you know, you can find what you're looking for that way.
It's a little more user-friendly
yeah.
that way.
Plus the one of the larger selections of bourbons that you can find at any party store in and around Northern Michigan.
Yes, I've been working very, very hard with my reps, and they've treated us very well. Our bourbon selection has probably quadrupled.
Yep.
We have all the staples, and we are trying to become a specialty place. If you are looking for a specialty bourbon or any liquor for that matter, we're doing our best to get it in for the customers.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's the way you want to work. You want to be the avenue for folks to know where to go when their party needs have to be fulfilled.
Exactly.
Yep.
And the coffee, is the coffee station, that's all set up now?
Yep, our coffee's all set up. So we've got our Joffrey coffees there. We also have bagged coffee if you want to buy that to take home with you. So we've got fresh ground coffee that you can make at home when you come up for the weekend.
Yeah.
Cappuccino machine. The whole coffee station now is right front and center when you walk in the front door. So it greets you, you know, good morning, premium coffee, try it out. Hopefully you like it. Again, we're the only place in Michigan that brews by the cup and sells Joffrey's coffee.
Yeah, it's another great feature. What else are you guys hanging your hats on that you'd like people to know?
Our Northwood soda.
Yeah.
Actually, the fountain machine is going to be coming in shortly, but we do have bottled options right now. So if you're looking for that, that's in one of our coolers.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have warm bottled pop, too, if you want to take that with you.
Yep, Northwoods goes along with the Grand Traverse Distillery.
For our Spirits of the North, that you,
yep.
You got Mike comes in every once in a while and helps me sample the, make sure that we're doing it the right way.
Yep. Yep.
JC, you didn't put enough liquor in there.
a lot of new offerings. One of the things with the remodel we wanted to focus on was utilizing the space. The store is very large. And we wanted to change things around when we started looking at blueprints to utilize all the open space.
Right.
So we've done that. We've been able to bring in more product, more variety of product for customers. Anything you want we're always willing to listen and try to get in.
Do you guys still keep in the pizza?
Pizza, we have gone away from the pizza.
Okay.
We went away from that with the COVID.
Right, that made sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what we did bring in was Two River Deli sandwiches.
Oh, good.
Fresh
Great.
Made daily from Tim and Christy over at Two Rivers. We place an order with them every morning, so they are fresh every day, pre-made, pre-wrapped, so we don't have to worry about touching them or anything like that. They have their own cooler in the store. So
that's fantastic. That's a great idea. Yeah.
It's gone over really well. That was one of the first things we did after we took over at the store was bring them in. And the response
they do a great job. Yeah. So, fantastic. Mike Dorian, you have to be just tickled pink. And all you need now is more people to come and help work. So,
right.
we've been able to hire in quite a few new faces.
Good.
We're very happy with our employees, and we've been extremely busy. And we wouldn't be where we're at without the employees we've had. We want to thank all of our employees. It's been a rough year, but we're getting there. We're very appreciative of everything, and the customers also. Thank you all that have come in and shown your support to us. It means a lot to us.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely appreciate our community, which is why we wanted to do the remodel, to show our appreciation for the community and, you know, that we hope to be here for a really long time, and we can't do that without all of our employees and our community as well.
Well, like you said, it's a big store. You got a big parking lot, so I'm glad you were able to convert it into the space that's necessary and kind of update, you know, people's tastes change, and you got to keep up with your customer base.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks for coming in, and thanks for partnering us with here at Q100.
Yeah, thanks for
Thank
having
you very
us,
much.
All right. We're back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig delivered a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus, Q100's Community Affairs and Events program. We host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. And our most frequent visitor here, Ray Gosling from Grayling Main Street, is in. Happy Block Party Day.
It is Block Party Day. I'm so excited.
I can't believe you didn't do something to your hair.
It's lightened a little bit, but there's no funky colors in it.
I thought for sure we'd see a funky color for Block Party Day.
Sorry, guys. It's been a busy week.
You should have, like, paint the white stripe.
I could.
Yeah. You know, the, what is it, Frankenstein's wife kind of thing.
Get all crazy with it.
Yeah.
Like all electric-y. Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I might think about that.
Do you still have time to do it today?
I don't. I've been so busy this week. We painted crosswalks earlier.
Yeah, it looks great.
So
yeah.
Go downtown and check those out. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful.
Yep. Yeah, you did that on Wednesday.
Yes, on Wednesday.
Yeah, right before the rain.
Yeah. We were 1.5 crosswalks away from being done when it poured rain on us. So we had a volunteer out there, like, with his little torch drying the asphalt so that we could finish painting before we had to open the street again.
Yeah, I know. They only gave you so much time to block it off.
True.
So. And it's always funny when that street's blocked off because people still try to drive down it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, I know they do.
It's
I watched it. I'm like,
a
hey.
A little dangerous.
Yeah, there's a little, you know, there's a reason why we have the hobby horses here with the,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully tonight we won't have that problem. We do have the 100 block closed this afternoon.
Right. What time is that start at?
So the 100 block is going to be closed probably around 2 o'clock, but
okay.
Our party does not start until 4.
Okay.
We'll have our beer truck there this afternoon, which will be great. We'll have the radio playing. We literally are just plugging in the speakers, so have fun with that. No live music, just like...
Is it Q100?
Traditional, probably.
Better be.
Okay, fine. Yes.
Yes.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can just
music. So.
Well, no, I'm just saying. You know, you can send me a playlist, and I'll play your requests from 4 to 6.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can.
Or
do
even after that. So you're going to when? From when to when?
From 4 till 11.
Yeah. I mean, if you give me a playlist, I'll sprinkle a whole bunch of songs in from when we go into autopilot.
Ooh. That'd be super fun. I'm going to have our music person give you a call.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Because they don't put that on my list of things to do. They want me to, like, do things like get beer. They're like, you worry about that, buddy. And
and we'll greet people and make sure that everybody knows what Michigan Main Street's doing.
Yes. Yeah. Tell the story, get the beer. We'll cover the inside.
Some people should not be in charge of the tunes. That's like an old Seinfeld episode.
I'm pretty sure they're afraid that there'll be too much Britney on there.
Well, then you're going to be in for disappointment because we don't play a lot of Britney.
See, that's why they don't let me be in charge of the music. But we are looking forward to it tonight. We're going to have 100 Block closed down. We do have some yard games that will be out and about for you. So like some bags, depending on where you're from. Like we call them cornhole where I'm from in Colorado. Yep. I think you guys call them like bags boards here. Or just
no, they
bags.
Call them cornhole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now that it's a national sport on TV, everyone pretty much calls it cornhole. Yeah.
Perfect. We have some yard dice that'll be out and there's chalk down there and naturally there will be beer. The fire department is going to come down and cook some hot dogs this afternoon.
So beer and hot dogs. Yeah. It's a party.
Bring your chairs, bring your friends, and chill out with us on the street.
Yeah. It's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be super fun.
4 to 11.
Yes.
The Grayling Block Party. So you won't be able to miss it, and you won't be able to drive down it.
No, please don't drive down it, for sure.
Yeah.
There are two great public parking lots right behind Express Copy and Shopnagans and behind like Paddle Hard and Bear's Den. We have two beautiful, large, well, beautiful might be a stretch, but we do have large parking lots back there. They're public parking, and it's free.
Yep.
So cruise on down. Get out of your car and come be social with us.
Or park on the 200 block or at Huntington Bank and a lot of places.
There are, fun fact about downtown, 269 free public parking spaces in our Main Street district.
Well, some of them will be blocked off today, though.
Yes. About 40 of them.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Ray?
You know, that's it. I want you guys to come down and hang out with us.
We will. It's we'll be playing the tunes.
Yay.
Yay.
All right.
Thanks,
we'll see
Ray.
You guys this afternoon.
All right. Grayling Brock Party today, starting at 4 o'clock. We're back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, a Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered a delicious breakfast. That, of course, was a live interview. We do have some pre-recorded interviews coming up next here on Northern Focus. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And on the phone with me is Jeff Myram, who's the Director of Electric Vehicle Customer Programs, or as we like to call it, the DEVCP. Jeff, tell our listeners a little bit about Power My Fleet MI.
Excellent. Thanks for having me on today. We just launched a new program called Power My Fleet, and great call out there. It's exactly like the postal abbreviation, MI. So if you just Google Power My Fleet, it'll take you right to the website. And this is a super program for any kind of business which is interested in electrifying even a portion of their fleet. It doesn't have to be all your vehicles. Maybe you just have one or two vehicles. But if you're curious about, hey, I'm interested and I want to learn more and I want to help build the business case for how this can help make me successful and be part of Michigan's EV transformation, this is a great program for you to get into.
Yeah. We've had electric cars now on the forefront for what, Jeff? About, 10 years, where you have a significant portion of the population buying hybrids or fully electric cars. What do you see so far is the impact that's had on the ecology and, where that technology is improving?
Yeah, definitely. So you're absolutely right. Electric vehicles have been around for about a decade. However, right now we're seeing really significant decreases in battery prices, in addition to a wide array of vehicle models, which are becoming out in the next couple of years, which are really, frankly, getting to the tipping point. And I'm sure we've all seen the announcements by Ford and GM and their desires and goals to go fully electric in the 2030s. And so this transition is happening, but many people are still really unfamiliar with electric vehicles, and they've got some great benefits. Most people are familiar, of course, that there's no emissions which come out, and of course you can subscribe to a renewable program to have completely renewable energy at your business to fuel these as well. But it's the cost effectiveness is getting fantastic, especially on overnight time of use rates where you can save a lot of money. You're probably at home, your workers are at home sleeping, and those vehicles can be charging overnight on some great low prices. And that can help with the fueling costs, so to speak. It's electricity, so it's not actually fuel, but help with that fueling cost. And so while the upfront prices are still a little bit higher for electric vehicles, over the life of that vehicle with those kind of fuel savings and the reduced O&M from the fewer moving parts, there is a cost savings projected overall. And so it's a great way to both intersect kind of that business aspect of, yes, we can save money. We can be part of supporting Michigan auto manufacturers and our EV transformation. And I can also make a big dent on my environmental footprint and sustainability aspects of the business too.
Yeah, when you see Ford announcing that they have a fully electric Mustang, that kind of sends out of an alert to all of us old, classic car fans. Hey, maybe this stuff is for real.
Yeah, it's coming, and it's coming fast. And that's a good pun right there, because the electric vehicles have fantastic performance. The torque is absolutely great. Winter driving, frankly, is fantastic. You've got a lower center of gravity. You've got, frankly, no time to warm up the engine. You've got instant torque from that electric, and frankly, instant heat as you get into. So yes, there's a little bit of, the mileage hit as the air gets more dense, and you frankly see that with your gasoline or diesel powered vehicles too. But there's a lot of great aspects from the performance aspect of these, which is fantastic. And when you look at things like the electric F-150 coming out,
right,
there's some very exciting applications as well too, with vehicle to load, meaning can I run some tools off of these vehicles? Could I potentially use it as backup power if I had an emergency situation as my business coming in? These are all great use cases that we want to look at as well with Power My Fleet, and would love to see some customers come in who want to test those out for themselves as well.
Obviously, you're not... you work for Consumers Energy, not the automotive manufacturers, but probably the biggest question or drawback or concern that I hear from people when we talk about electric vehicles is the distance they can go. And you mentioned a little bit earlier about batteries becoming more economical. What about battery technology that cars can run on a much longer schedule?
Yeah, great question. So most EVs coming out today, and then will be coming out in the near future, have at least 200 miles of range. Many of them have 250. In fact, you can get over 300 miles of range with some of the extended battery packages on these vehicles. And I would just ask people, think about and start paying attention for your business. How far does your, let's just say, your delivery van drive every day?
Right.
Is it ever over 200 miles? Is it ever over 250 miles? And there's probably a large segment of listeners out there that if they look at those actual vehicle usage, will see on a daily basis, probably under that, or maybe even safely under that. And so if you're in that range, you're really, frankly, probably a perfect candidate for always refueling overnight at your business using electricity as opposed to petroleum or diesel. Now, if you go farther than that, there's more and more public stations which are coming out there, and we're rolling those out as well too. So that public infrastructure is increasing, but we really encourage people to take a look, and we bet you're probably in that margin already.
Jeff, I believe we talked last year about the number of electric charging stations that Consumers was getting put into Michigan rest stops. Where does that program stand?
Yeah, our Power My Drive program is going absolutely fantastic. We have 24 direct current fast chargers that we've gotten out there already that are operating today. And we're going to have 37 out there before the end of this year. And these are in a variety of locations. They're open to all customers, even a business customer who wanted to show up with, let's say, like their new Bolt EUV, or next year the electric F-150 that we were talking about.
Right.
And plenty of locations in northern Michigan. We've got, Gaylord's out there, Claire, we've got some in Kalkaska, Traverse City, And more are coming along all the time. So expect to see that infrastructure continue to increase and that kind of potential worry about can I get across the state really start to disappear with these fast chargers rolling out there. And some fleet customers,
when you say,
maybe they do have long hauls and they'll need to use those.
When you say,
so we suspect a lot of them overnight.
Jeff, when you say fast chargers, what do you mean by that? I know that.
So what a fast charger is.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the other complaint that people have is that, you know, if I do find myself low on electricity in my car and I have to pull off in the road, it'll take me 2 or 3 hours to charge the car again. So a fast charger can give them a full charge or a half charge in how long?
So we see most of the sessions with the fast chargers that are out there now being right around a half hour.
Okay.
So when you utilize a fast charger, it's usually for long distance business travel or maybe, you know, vacation travel. And so stopping for a half hour to eat and use the restroom or stretch your legs for, you know, safety purposes from getting behind the wheel is frankly a great idea. And what we usually see customers do is they'll charge maybe 50% or 80% at those fast chargers, and then they'll keep going because the vehicles do slow down the charge rate a little bit the closer you get toward completely full battery.
Right.
And that, you're absolutely right. That's a little bit different than like the level two chargers, which you might use in your business or home overnight. Those are lower kilowatts, and they do need about 6 hours if you're completely empty to get your vehicle back up. So if you have, you know, downtime overnight or if you have a shift where these vehicles aren't being utilized, that's where those level two chargers are great. And if you're going super far and you need to get somewhere, that's where the fast chargers really come into play.
Well, I'm sure a lot of this is explained in depth in Power My, going to www.powermyfleetmi.com. Or what was the other one that, about the charging stations, Jeff? Power My Ride,
we have,
right?
Power My Fleet, and we have Power My Drive.
Power My Drive,
Power,
that's
My,
right.
Drive.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the Power My Fleet program, if you go to the website, it's got an application on there. We can hook you up with a concierge analysis. If you're selected in the program to have a third-party consultant review your fleet, see which vehicles could be electrified, and also look at what kind of charging infrastructure you need to really optimize your business use and save you the most money on electric rates.
Jeff Myram, the Director of Electric Vehicle Customer Programs from Consumers Energy, thanks so much for joining us on Northern Focus and bringing us up to date on electric vehicles.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord and Iron Pig Smoke, delivering us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Dave Barth, who is part of the Traverse City Knuckleheads, a band performing on Thursday the 17th at Trestle Park. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Jerry. And yourself?
I'm great. Good to see that the shows are returning to Trestle Park. They've been jamming down there for a few years. Tell us a little bit about the Knuckleheads.
Well, we are very excited to be part of the Trestle concert series this coming summer. We were supposed to have done it last summer and got canceled, and so due to COVID, but it's nice to see that places are starting to open up and have live entertainment again, so we're pretty excited about it.
And people are showing up at Trestle Park from 7 to 9 on Thursday the 17th. What are they going to get when they watch and listen to the Traverse City Knuckleheads perform?
Well, it's the TC Knuckleheads, and they're going to get an action-packed show of some rhythm and blues, a little bit of country, a little bit of classic rock, and we try to mix it all up so that everybody there gets a little taste or a little flavor of something that they may like. So we're looking forward to we play to the crowd, you know, so it depends on if it's an older crowd or a younger crowd. We will usually tailor the music to fit that. But our focus is a lot of rhythm and blues and classic rock, so we like I said, we try to mix it up a little bit.
How long have the TC Knuckleheads been together, Dave?
Well, the TC Knuckleheads have been together since about 2010, and it's an incarnation of several different members. But what has happened is we started out doing bike nights, so the Knuckleheads was part of a bike night, and we were playing bars doing bike nights for, you know, just the summer. And then we decided to, you know, continue on. So we do a lot of festivals. We do a lot of casinos and bars and stuff like that, and weddings and at bar mitzvah if they come up.
Yeah, that's the old running joke of you two. We'll play your stadium, right. We'll play your wedding, we'll play your bar mitzvah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well,
they
you
have
got
an action-packed series there. There's a lot of stuff going on there, and so there is a Facebook page, and there's also which is Trestle Park. If you just put in your search bar Trestle-Park for Facebook, you'll be able to see the schedule and see some of the stuff that's coming up. But the Trestle Park series is put on by the Friends of Trestle Park. And they have been doing that since 2013, I believe.
Yeah, we've been a sponsor of that ever since we took over the radio stations here at Q100 in 2013. So they've had a lot of great free entertainment there. And glad to see that it's all coming back, like you said. And I'm sure the TC Knuckleheads are excited to start performing again. You probably didn't do too many gigs last year, did you?
Not too many, no, just a few here and there. So, but I'll tell you what, things have really opened up, and we've got a lot of stuff on the schedule for this summer and going into fall now. So it's great that people can get together and experience live music and get out and, you know, enjoy Northern Michigan.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and you guys get the opportunity to kick it all off this coming Thursday, the 17th, again, 7 to 9 p.m. at Trestle Park. Bring your own chairs, I believe. They usually do have a couple of food vendors. And for all the information, you can find it on Facebook at Trestle-Park.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
All right, Dave Barth,
so
thanks.
We'll take a request. If anybody out there has any requests, just let us know. And you can find us on Facebook as well under TC Knuckleheads.
All right, there you go. That if you like what you see, you can follow the TC Knuckleheads as they bring their musical wares all over Northern Michigan. Dave Barr, thanks for joining us. Have a great show on Thursday.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Nice talking to you, Jerry.
Nice talking to you. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And a delicious breakfast was delivered to us by Iron Pig Smokehouse. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And joining us from Munson Grayling Hospital is Dr. Aditya Nirivetla. Dr. Nirivetla, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jerry.
You and I were talking for a few minutes before we got on the air, and you've been surprised at the lack of folks getting back into their normal medical routine as far as visiting their physicians for annual checkups and the things that keep them healthy throughout their lifetime.
That's right, Jerry. It's been a difficult year. You and I have talked on multiple occasions. I think it's just a reminder, a matter of getting back to, you know, all the routine follow-ups that, you know, we've done as patients, and coming in for those testing, diagnostics, not just labs, but also seeing your primary care physician for your, you know, annual, you know, wellness or checkups or annual physicals, et cetera. Trying to get in to see them. Yeah, we just don't, the option is to get in for in-person visits. Our physicians also have the ability and have been extending virtual visits also for our patients who are not able to come in or still maybe apprehensive. But we do take a lot of precautions, vaccination, PPE. So it's still, you know, safe to come in, you know, get medical care when you need to.
Well, I understand this. You know, it's clearly come to light in our family. You know, luckily Cheryl still has her yearly mammograms, and I still have my blood work drawn. because it pointed out some health issues both for Cheryl and myself. And if you skip that yearly examination and having your blood drawn and all the basics, when you finally go back to the doctor, something small that could have been prevented early on may become a much larger problem.
That's right. A lot of times, you know, just a basic blood work, with, you know, testing like EKG that you would get done, you know, in your doctor's office can pick up stuff that can lead to a lot of preventative and maintenance medications that would avoid any major procedures, that would avoid you, as a patient, you having to deal with complications that, again, many of the issues that pop up are all preventable, diagnostic-wise, help identifying a lot of these issues, and you can medications help preventing worsening and these issues becoming, you know, chronic problems for our patients. So, absolutely, I mean, the simplest diagnostics can help, you know, pick up a lot of things, yeah, and off potassium or kidney numbers, cholesterol, all of those can lead to, you know, complicated cardiac and heart conditions, which can be prevented and addressed by your primary care doc.
Well, I know this is a little off topic, but one thing that I've heard from some people that work with us, Dr. Nirivetla, is a lot of people have been finding it difficult to find a family care physician. They could still have an annual checkup done at the walk-in clinic, correct?
That is correct. You know, we have new providers that have started. We have one new, you know, provider that has begun seeing patients in the Milltown Clinic, which is right in Grayling.
Right.
We have a new primary care physician. We're excited to have begin in our Prudenville office. And then, you know, we have availability and access with one of our most, you know, more recent, you know, physicians who started within the last 2 years in the Roscommon Clinic too. So it accesses, you know, it might appear to be a challenge, but we acknowledge it and accesses premium, especially in small communities like ours. So we are constantly working on recruitment, making sure that access is not an issue for our patients and anyone in our community. So give us a call, you know, call the clinic. We always have, you know, ways we can, you know, find out and figure out how to, you know, get you to see a provider, get you established with someone who you can continue to follow.
Right.
Get to know, understand, they get to know you and help you manage, be, you know, a partner through any of the medical issues that you would have, any needs, or just routine maintenance.
Right. That's what we're talking about. You know, you get your oil changed every, you know, 3,000, 4,000 miles. You need to be checked out once a year by a doctor, especially as we're getting all a little older. You know, the clock is always moving forward. And trust me, at my age, I hate to say it, but I'm 62. I'm not the same person I was at 60 or 55 or 50.
I agree. Just to add to the oil change conversation, even keeping up with technology, even for those who have electronic or EVs, as they call it, you do need some routine maintenance, you know, tire rotation, whatnot. So, yeah, we all need that as individuals, human beings. Yeah. So it's something that we feel as physicians keeps our patients healthy and helps us track and identify issues before they get to a point where you need more services. And in some instances, you know, they get to a point where, you know, you cannot manage it or treat it at that point.
Which includes diabetes, which can be discovered at a very early age. I know that's a very growing problem in our community here in northern Michigan.
Absolutely. I mean, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, you know, obesity, many of the chronic issues that we have, you know, we do offer a lot of diabetes education for our patients. we follow the latest guidelines in management of diabetes in keeping up with a lot of protocols. Our clinic and our clinics within the communities, when compared to many of the primary care clinics across the state, outperform on chronic disease management, keeping up with A1C routine assessments, eye exams, making sure that you're not developing or identifying any complications such as vascular, which is blood circulation issues, or also neuropathies or neuroconduction issues that can be complications of diabetes if not detected early on and not managed appropriately through its course.
Well, Dr. Nerivetla, thank you for checking in with us here at Northern Focus about getting your checkups done. So go to the website. The Munson Hospital website is what again, sir?
It's munsonhealthcare.org. You can call our clinic anytime. Munsonhealthcare.org can get you to our Find a Doctor portal on the website, and we can get you to any provider that is located close to you and of your choice.
That's wonderful information, Dr. Nerivetla. Thank you so much for bringing it to our attention. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100. Jerry Coyne in studio on the phone with Crystal Fluette and Jabo Billman, who will be performing together next Saturday at Odawa Casino's big anniversary party at Victories. Hey, guys, how you doing? I was listening to Crystal. Crystal, I don't know if you saw my text, but I joined the 525 Club today. Yeah, and it will be the only time that I ever – actually, I'll probably do it next Monday and Tuesday, but – you sounded a little nervous about this performance, and we don't understand. That's why they make liquor.
I can't really deny the fact that I feel nervous and not like I have had enough time myself to prepare. So I have a weekend and all next
weekend.
Well, ultimately, doesn't this all fall on Jabo's shoulders? I mean, he's the one that's been teaching you how to play guitar.
I can only do what my student will cooperate with. No, Crystal's been great. She's going to be totally fine. She's only nervous because she's never done it before. But she has done great. We're going to polish her skills this week a few times. She's going to rehearse with the band. And she's going to be ready to spread her rock and roll wings.
Now, have you announced what song she's going to be performing?
We have.
It's A Long Way to the Top, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, and nobody knows that better than Jabo Billman. So
you got that right. I'm still looking for the top. Where is that?
Hey, buddy, you have arrived. You are the afternoon.
It's a long way.
You are the afternoon host of Q100.
That's right, brother. So we're looking forward to it. And as you know, we were up there on Tuesday shooting video and doing some live broadcasting stuff. That room is absolutely glorious. It's the finest room in Northern Michigan. It really is. So we're really looking forward to getting up there playing the show. I can't wait to hit that stage. It's going to be fun. And, of course, the Q is going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting
I'm broadcasting live from 6 to 8. Michelle will hit the stage at 8 o'clock, and you'll be on it.
So Michelle hits the stage at 9 o'clock. Doors are at 8.
Oh, doors are 8. Okay, so there's an hour in between. I got you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great night. Jabo, you've now had a couple of performances with your guys live, so I'm imagining now you're in game shape.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been rehearsing a lot. Things are starting to open up now, so we've got a lot of shows booked for the summer, some festivals downstate. We're doing some fun stuff, and we're looking forward to it. As you and I have talked about before, the new singles, the J-Lo singles, have taken on sort of a light beginning ends with, you know, the new band and the new live show and stuff like that. So
right.
We're really looking forward to getting them out there.
Yeah, we've talked about that many times, that songs that are one way when they are recorded, after they start getting played by the band in a live situation, take on a lot more energy. They can go in different directions. Of course, you're going to be wailing solos like the shredded god that you are. And and the best part is so Crystal will be there watching you and those moves, and then so when she breaks loose, she's going to be, you know, she's going to be infused with your emotive qualities on stage.
That's what I told her. That's what I said. I said, hey, baby, it doesn't matter what you do, it's how you look.
That's so, right.
Just be ready for that.
It's,
I wear leather pants, and, well, we got two outfits, right, Crystal? We've got the leather pants look or the homemaker dress look.
Which
I think
would be good. Well, or we'll have to decide.
I think she should go with the female version of Angus with the short black pants and the schoolboy hat.
Somebody else said that. We had a listener call in and say that too. J-Bo did not like that idea when I told him that.
I would love to see her stomping around like that.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, boy. I'm excited. It's going to be fine. That's what I keep telling myself.
I'm just excited to see all the stage door Johnnies all glamoring around you after your performance. That's what I'm looking for.
You're going to have to deal with the groupies now.
Yeah, the
boy.
The group oars, as the males are called. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
No, it's going to be great. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, you can just walk to the craps table and start playing, you know, start rolling dice. So,
you need to start taking, you can just go to the sports betting and have JC tell you what he's up to, because he's like 80% on all of his bets in the last month.
We were 2 out of 3 last night, by the way, bud.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And,
you are on the roll.
Yep. And literally, we should have won all 3 bets. The Nets missed a layup at the end of the game, or we would have covered that bet, too.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well, so, I'm going to jump on that bandwagon next time.
Well, you know, as soon as – and I'm sure you'll be great. I just don't want J-Bo using my betting prowess, because he's going to muck it up. All right. Anything else?
I'm only a passive observer.
J-Bo, ask what do you got coming on the J-Bo in the afternoon, J-Bo sound check, but it's me, so I get
to...
Yeah, I'm back to doing my show this afternoon, so that'll be great fun, and I know I know that Crystal is really, 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 really excited that she has another week to prepare.
Yes, yes, indeed.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I want to say, make sure everybody you get your Chick Rock request in on the J-Bo Soundcheck Facebook page so we can prepare that for Monday, because we got to do it over the weekend. So get your request in, people.
All right, that's good. And Crystal, it was great to have you guys back on the air. And so have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back with Finster in the Morning, starring Crystal. And and J-Bo, you guys performing this weekend? You're not, are you?
No, but I'm going to be doing a solo acoustic gig at St. Ambrose tonight at 5:30 if anyone wants to come out and enjoy the acoustic stylings of J-Bo Billman.
Yeah, well, St. Ambrose is a great place. You had those guys on for Toast to Coast. Fabulous place, great atmosphere, and... And then you'll be Bradley's on Tuesday.
That is correct. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a totally different act, by the way, guys and gals. J-Bo by himself is not J-Bo with the band. It's just not the same thing.
It is. It's all covers for the most part, and just nice and mellow background music.
Yes, J-Bo doing his best Jimmy Buffett. All right.
That's right.
Crystal Flatou and J-Bo Billman performing together live next Saturday at Odawa Casino at Victories. And that show is free, folks. So we will see you out there. Thanks, guy and gal.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College, the goodies in the green room from Comcops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig delivered a delicious breakfast.